Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Pei Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Pei Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom by the two dots. So the Mishnah had said that Tshuva Mechaperes Alaveiros Kalos, which means Alaseiv Alaisaseh, that Tshuva is Mechaper for light Averos, so to speak, which the Mishnah says refers to a person who is either on an Aseh or a Laisaseh. So says the Gemara now, why do you have to specify both? Hashta Laisaseh Mechaperes Alaseiv Mibayo. If you tell me already that Tshuva can be Mechaper on a Lav, a Lav is something which is Chayiv Malkus. You see from the fact that it's Chayiv Malkus and it's very Chomer. So if Tshuva could be Mechaper even for a Laisaseh, for a Lav, so then surely it's Mechaper for an Aseh. So why do you have to specify the fact that Tshuva is Mechaper for an Aseh? Says the Gemara, Am Rav Yehuda Hachi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Alasei v'alaisasei shenitek laasei. It's not referring to a regular laisasei that has malchus. The Mishnah is referring to an asei, or a laisasei that the Torah tells you is fixed with an asei, such as the lav of gzela. If a person steals, he's not chayav malchus, because it's a laisasei shenitek laasei, he has to v'hashev as a gzela, he has to return the thing that he stole. Such a lav is not chayav malchus, it's therefore it's on the same level, so to speak, as an assay, and therefore that's why the Mishnah specifies both. That Tshuva is Mechaper for an assay, and the Leis Asseh Shanitek Laasseh. Va'Leis Asseh Gamar Loi, Frek the Gemara, you mean to tell me that Tshuva is not Mechaper for a regular Leis Asseh that's Chayiv Malkus? Or Menu, I'll ask you a kasha from a Braisa, which is Mavur, that Yom Kippur, that Tshuva is Mechaper even for a Leis Asseh, even for a regular Leis Asseh that's Chayiv Malkus. The Braisa says, Eilu Hein Kalis, this is the considered Averus Kalis that Tshuva helps for, that Tshuva gets Kapara. Asseh V'Leis Asseh, it's Mechaper for an Asseh or a Leis Asseh. Chutz milaisisa, except for the laisaseh of laisisa, which is saying Hashem's name in vain. So now, from the fact that the Braisa says, except for the lav of laisisa, it's before that we're talking about regular lavin, not a lav shenita glaseh, because laisisa is not a lav shenita glaseh. You wouldn't have to say chutz milaisisa. Tshuva is mechaper for, if it's only mechaper for a laisaseh shenita glaseh, so, and it's not mechaper for regular laisaseh, you wouldn't say chutz milaisisa. You would say chutz miol laisisa. Says Alama, you see from this braisa that Yom Kippur is that Tshuva is mechaper for regular leisaseis that are chayiv malchus. Just the exception to that rule is the lav of leisisa is extra chomer, and that Tshuva is not mechaper for leisisa. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a raya. I'll tell you that leisisa v'chol de damile. When the braisa says chutz mileisisa, it means except for regular leisaseis. It doesn't mean leisisa specifically the lav of leisisa. It means lavin that are like leisisa, meaning lavin that are not nitik laasei. So the braisa means to say that tshuva is mechaper for aseis and leisaseis that are nitik laasei, or it says except for and leisaseis except for the lav. That's not nitek laaseh. Chutz milaisisa means it's mechaper for leisaseis, but not leisaseis that are just leisaseis. Only leisaseis that are nitek laaseh. That's what the braisa means. That's what Rav Yehuda will tell you. Says the Gemara, another kash on Rav Yehuda. How could you tell me that Tshuva is not mechaper for leisaseis? Toshema, Rav Yehuda imir, kol shehu milaisisa ulamato. Anything that's less chomer than leisisa, like an assay and a leisaseh, so Tshuva mechaperes. It says straight out that Tshuva is mechaper. Milaisisa ulamayla, Tshuva taila, uviyam makipura mechaper. Anything that's more chomer than leisisa, such as things that are chayiv kareis, or misais bezdin, so then Tshuva is just taila, just makes a person hanging, and then Yom Kippur finishes the job. That's what gives the person the kapar. But the point is that you see that the cutoff line is the lav of leisisa. So you see that it's not that other lavin besides leisisa. So tshuva is mechaper for other lavin. It's just leisisa, which is an extra chumer like type of leisaseh. That's where we draw the line. Says the Gemara, no, again, Rav Yehuda will tell you that leisisa v'chol de damile. That when it says that the cutoff line is leisisa, it doesn't mean specifically the lav of leisisa, it means all lavin. So when it says that tshuva is mechaper for leisisa ulamato, it means aseis and leisaseis shenitek laasei. Leisisa and all other lavin, that's what the cutoff point is, not specifically the lav of leisisa. Says the Gemara Tashema, another raya, Lefisha Nemer Bechay Riv Tshuva V'Nakei, it says by Har Sinai, meaning really regarding the Cheda Egel, it says that if Klal Yisrael does Tshuva, so then V'Nakei, it's after the Yud Gimel Midas Arachimim, it says that V'Nakei, that if you do Tshuva, so you get Kapara. So Yachol Afleis, the Braisa says, that Yachol Afleis Sisa Yimahan, I might think that even the Lav of Leis Sisa is included in this rule, so to speak, that if you do tshuva, you get cleansed. Tamulaymer lo yinake. The Torah says vinake lo yinake, that you don't get kapara, you don't get cleansed. Yachol af shar chayvi lavin kain. So I might think also other lavin, you don't get cleansed even if you do tshuva. Tamulaymer es shemoy, that it says that this is only said regarding a person who's leisisa, who says Hashem's name in vain. It's dafka by shemoy who de einay minake. It's dafka with regards to a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, a person who says Hashem name in vain, that's when we have this rule that a person, even if he does tshuva, does not get cleansed. But the Braisa says lahedya, that tshuva works for all other lavin. So that's mamish mefurish, not like Rav Yehuda. So this Braisa is mamish akash on Rav Yehuda. So says the Gemara, ena chanami, this Tana clearly holds not like Rav Yehuda. This Tana clearly holds that tshuva is mechaper even for Laisa says, but Tanoihi, it's really it's mechlekes Tanoim, and Rav Yehuda was going like a different Tana, the Tana we learned in the Braisa. Now this Braisa is mashma that tshuva is not mechaper for leisa says, because it says amat tshuva mechaperes. What is tshuva mechaper for? Ala say va leisa say shenite klase. It's only for an asay na leisa say shenite klase. The amat tshuva toliv yom kippur mechaper. Al kriso isva misayis bezdin va leisa say gomer, and on regular leisa says, meaning not a leisa say shenite klase. So this Braisa holds clearly like Rav Yehuda that tshuva is not mechaper for a leisa say gomer. It's only mechaper on a leisa say shenite klase. So it comes out that there's three different categories. There's two. Just the machleik is about the third. For an asay or a leisa say shenite klase, everybody is masking the tshuva itself is mechaper. Asay and leisa say shenite klase, everybody holds that tshuva is mechaper. For something which is chayev kareis or misayis bezdin, so that everybody holds that tshuva is just toila, at least so far in the shittas that we've mentioned so far, everybody holds that tshuva is toila, and yom kippur is mechaper. And then when it comes to a middle category of a lav gomer, so that's a machlaikas, do we put that together with the category of asay and aleisha asay shenitek laasay, that tshuva is mechaper, or do we put that together in the other category of kriseis and misayis bezdin, that tshuva is just toila, and that Yom Kippur is mechaper. So there's the main two categories, and then there's this middle category of lav gomer that we have a machlekes about. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Mat. We just mentioned when we were trying to prove Nalik Rav Yehuda, so we mentioned the Braisa which said that Lafisha Nemar Bechayri Tshuva Mechap Venake. It says with regards by the Cheda Egel, it says by the Yud Gimel Midah, that if you do Tshuva, so then Hashem cleanses the Averis. So Minolan, how do we know that this Venake is contingent on a person doing Tshuva? It doesn't say Tshuva in the Pasuk. The Pasuk just says Venake. So how do you know that it's only if a person does Tshuva? So says the Gemara the Tan Yoda, because we learned in the Braisa. The Rebbe Lazar Aymer, he pointed out that the Efshar Laimer Venake, you can't say Hashem cleanses the virus just as a blanket rule like that. Shekvar Namer Loyanake. The Pasuk says Venake Loyanake. It's Mamash Astir Mineube. We say Hashem cleanses, Loyanake, he doesn't cleanse. So you can't say he cleanses because it says Hashem doesn't cleanse. The Efshar Laimer Loyanake, Shekvar Namer Nake. And you can't say HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't cleanse because it says that Hashem does cleanse. So Haketzat, so how do we reconcile this seeming contradictory statements? Says the Gemara, Minakehu l'shavin ve'inay minake l'she'inay shavin. That's how we know it, that when the Torah says v'nake, it's contingent on tshuva. That's how we answer up the stira, that if a person does tshuva, so then it's v'nake. If a person doesn't do tshuva, so then it's lo yinake. Says the Gemara Vayter, Shaul Rav Masi ben Charosh, as Rav Elazar ben Azariah b'roimi. So Rav Masi ben Charosh, he one time asked Rav Elazar ben Azariah while he was in Rome, and he asked him the following, Shemata arba chiluke kapara shahir Rabbi Shmuel Darish? Did you hear anything with regards, the details regarding these four types of kapara, four different sets four different categories of kapara that Rabbi Shmuel would darshan. Could you tell me more details about it? So Amar, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said back, I could tell you details, but you should know that really shleishahein. It's really three categories, uchuvim kol echad ve'echad. And each one of the categories requires tshuva. So now, what are these categories? So category number one is avar al asay v'shav, the person's avar on an asay, and he does tshuva. So eino izaz misham ad shemaychun lay. So now, right away, he gets kapara. A person's avar and asay, and he does tshuva, right on the spot, he gets kapara. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, shuvu banim sheivavim, and right after that, it says he gets kapara. So it doesn't say specifically in the pasuk that we're talking about an asay, but the pasuk's mavur that when a person does tshuva, so right away, he gets kapara. So we assume that that's going on the least severe type of iser, which is an assay. So that's talking about an assay, that if a person does tshuva, he gets kapara right away. Category number two is avra leisa say va'asa tshuva. If a person's avra and a leisa say and he does tshuva, so then tshuva taila v'yema kipurim mechaper. So this is going not like Rav Yehuda that we had before on a leisa say. So then tshuva is taila and yom kippur. That finishes off the kapara. That completes a person's kapara. Shenemar, as the pasuk says regarding Yom Kippur, ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chataseichem. So it's the pasuk's mavur that you need Yom Kippur for kapara. So again, it doesn't say in the pasuk that we're talking about a leisa say, but there's something obviously that tshuva is not enough and that you need Yom Kippur. We assume that that's talking about a more chamer avera than the previous pasuk, and it's talking about a person's avera on a leisa say. Then there's a third category that avra krisayis and we say is bezdin v'asa tshuva. So then it's a more chamer process. So then tshuva v'yema kippurim taylin. So then even after Yom Kippur, he's still just at the darga of taylin. And then the asurin memarkin. And then it's through pains through yisurin. That's what ultimately purges his chet and grants him the full kapara. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, ufakaditi b'shevet pisham uvenigoyim avoinam. That you see from this pasuk that there's such a chet that requires yisurin. So now again, it doesn't say in the pasuk what avera that we're referring to, but there's some sort of avera which requires yisurin. We assume that that's talking about the more chamra avera. It's talking about a person who's aver and krisis or misa is bezden. So really, it comes out that there's three different psukim that talk about different types of tshuva. One pasuk talks about a person getting kapara right away when he does tshuva. One pasuk says that he needs Yom Kippur. One pasuk says that he needs Yisurin. So based on these three different psukim, Rabbi Shmuel darshan that there's three chiluke kapara. That the first type is a person who's aiver and asay. Second is talking about a person who's aiver on a leis asay. And the third one's talking about a person who's aiver on krisos and misa is bezden. So those are the three chiluke kapara. Continues Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel that avami sheyesh chil Hashem biyadei, a person who has the chet of chil Hashem in his hands, which Rashi explains that chil Hashem in this context means that he does an avera, and through his avera he causes other people to treat that avera more lightly. So in that sense, he's a chayte u'machti, he causes other people to sin. So then ein loy koyach b'tshuva litlois v'loy b'yom ha'kippurim l'chaper tshuva yom kippur, that doesn't work v'loy be Yisurin Lemarek, even Yisurin, none of these things work. Ela Kulon, Toilin, Umisa Memarekes. Even after Tshuva, Yom Kippur, and Yisurin, all that does is get him to the Darga of Toilin, and then it's his Misa that's what purges his chet and grants him the full kapara. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, "V'nigla ba'aznai Hashem tzevakos imichuper avin ezan lechem atemusun." That there's a certain chet that you don't get kapara for atemusun until a person dies. Which again, it doesn't say in the pasuk what we're referring to, but being that we find this extra dargo that you need misa for kapara, we assume that this is talking about the most chamer avera. It's talking about a person who's aiver on the chet of chil Hashem, that he does an avera and he causes other people to then do that avera. The Shari Tshuva, Rabbi Yoina says in Shari Tshuva, Shari Gimel, Ois Hei, Ois Tezayin, he says that even though the Brisa over here, the Gemara says over here, that there's no tshuva for chil Hashem, it's only a person when he dies, that's when he gets his kapara, Rabbi Yoina explains that just means that doesn't work within the regular Gidre kapara, the regular Gidre tshuva. But still, says Rabbi Yoina, if a person... If Hashem helps the person, so he can cause it that the person does something which is tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and he causes people to shteig even more, and then also through Yegiyah B'Torah, and Rabbeinu Yonah says, through these different things, a person could get tshuva even during his lifetime for Chil Hashem, if he's Yegiyah B'Torah, and if Hashem helps him to make a big Kiddush Hashem. Says the Gemara, Hechi Dami Chil Hashem, what's considered Chil Hashem? So I'm a Rav. Rav says, Kagoin Ana, someone like me, that he's an Adam Chashuv, so Isha Kilna Bisra Mitabcha, if I would buy meat from the butcher, Vloya Hivna Dami Lalter, and I wouldn't pay right away, so people would see me not paying, and they would see, and they would accuse me of stealing, they would think I'm never going to pay, and that's going to cause other people to view Geza more lightly, so that's already Chil Hashem. Because if I do something, so even though he himself is not doing an Aveh, but he causes other people to do an Aveira through his laxity in paying the butcher right away, that's considered already a Chil Hashem. Amra Abaye Leishanu Ala Ba'asur Deloy Tivoy. But it's only said about a place where they don't come after you to demand the money. Ava Ba'asur De Tivoy, if they come later to demand the money from you, so then Leslan Ba doesn't even look bad because people just say that he's not paying right now, the butcher's going to go get his money from him later, he's going to collect it. Amra Avina Ravina tells us a fact in Metzias that Umasa Mechasya Asra De Tibayhu. That in Masa Mechasya, so that's a place where they go and collect their money afterwards, so you wouldn't have a problem to go and not pay right away. Says the Gemara, Abaye Kedeshako Bisra Mitre Shutafe. When Abaye would buy meat from a butcher shop which was owned by Shutfim, so he was nervous if you'd pay one butcher and take his meat, so maybe the other butcher is going to find out that he took the meat, he's not going to know about the fact that he gave money, it would be a Chil Hashem, so therefore Yahiv Zuzalahai Vzuzalahai, he would give half the money to one butcher, half the money to the other partner, and then Vahadar Mekarvelu Gabi Adadi, Vavid Chushbana, he would then bring them together so that each one of them knows that he paid, and then he would make the cheshbon how much he actually wanted to buy and how much meat to take. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, a different example of Chil Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kagoin Ana, someone like me that I'm so." Rabbi Yochanan was a mamash, a masmid. He learned Torah a lot. The everyone did obviously, but I guess Rabbi Yochanan had it especially about him. So therefore, he said, "Someone like me, the Masgeina Arba Amos, but Torah Blei Tefillin. If I would walk 4 amos without learning Torah or Tefillin," meaning obviously that would only happen if Rabbi Yochanan felt weak because he was so engrossed in his learning, Rashi says, that he needed to take a break and he would walk 4 amos and someone would see him walking 4 amos without talking in Torah and wearing Tefillin, that would already be a Chil Hashem, that people would learn from him, Bittul Torah, people would learn, you see, you don't have to learn every second of the day, and they would learn from him to be Mevatel Torah, that would already be considered a Chil Hashem. It said about the Chafetz Chaim, that different tekufas in his life, where he was sick and he couldn't learn, he was makpid to always have a sefer open in front of him. This is the way, if someone would come to visit him, they would see, they would think, they would assume that he was learning, so he was makpid about this idea of Rabbi Yochanan not to be seen while he wasn't learning. Says the Gemara, Yitzchak debei Rabbi Yana Amar, Yitzchak who learned in the yeshiva of Rabbi Yana, he said a different example of Chil Hashem is kol shechaveir of mizbayishin machmash muasai. If someone who is the type of person that his friends get embarrassed of something that he did, so that obviously means that he did something which considered a Chil Hashem. Whatever he did might cause other people to be lax in that area. Similarly, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak kugoyin deka amri inchi sharolei mari leplanya. If the people, if his friends say about him that, oh wow, Hashem should give him a kapar for that thing that he did, so that means he obviously did something which is a Chil Hashem. Abai Amar Kedetani. Abai says Chil Hashem is as follows. Like we learned in the Braisa, the pasuk says Va'hafto es Hashem Elokecha. You should love. Literally translated means that you should love Hashem your God. But really, it says Va'hafto that we darshan from there Shi'ehei Shem Shemayim Misahiv Al Yadcha. That you should cause Hashem to be loved. That you should make it that Hashem is loved through you. Meaning what? Shi'ehei Kairi V'Shayne Mishamish Tamid Chil Chamim, through you learning and doing your shemesh tamid chachamim, the masu matnay benachas ma'abriyos, and when you do honest business dealings with people, so then what happens is ma'abriyos oimrei salav. What do people say about such a person? They say asher aviv shalomim taira. Look how praiseworthy is his father that he taught him taira. Look at the ben taira, how he acts. Asher rabbi shalom de taira. Praiseworthy is his rabbi. Oilam labriyos shalolam de taira. And they should say, wow, it's such chaval on a person that he doesn't learn taira. Look at this person, plainly shalom taira. Look how pleasant his ways are. How fixed and nice are his ways. A lavakas of Aimer about such a person. The Torah says, aspire that a Kadosh Baruch Hu glorifies himself through such a person. That's considered a Kiddush Hashem. What's a Chil Hashem? The opposite. But a person who he has these milas in terms of the Torah, he learns and he's Meshamish Tamid Chochamim. The Ein Masu Madnoi Be'emuna. The Ein Diburai Be'nachasim Abriyos. And he doesn't do honest business dealings. He doesn't talk nicely with people. So then, Mahabriyos, I'm Reis Olav. So then, what do people say about such a person? I lay the boy Nishalam at Torah. Woe is to such a person. Chaval, such a person learned Torah. I lay Lav Shalom de Torah. I lay the Rabbi Shalom de Torah. Play Nishalam at Torah. Look to so and so. He learned Torah. Ru Kama Miku Kalam Aisav. Ru Kama Miku Arin Drachav. Look how twisted are his ways. How ugly are his ways. Va'alav akas of Aimer about such a person, the Torah says, Be'emor lahem am Hashem Elu Me'artu Yetzau, that the Goyim say that, look, yeah, because of their Averis, so therefore they were sent into Golos. That's the Mamash Achil Hashem. A person who learns has to be extra careful with the way he acts, so that he shouldn't cause the Chil Hashem to happen through his hands. Says the Gemara, Vaitar Amar B'chamo Chanina G'dayla Tshuva Shemeviya Refuah Islailam. Refuah Lailam. So now the Gemara is going to go on different memories about Tshuva, the greatness of Tshuva. So Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina said that Tshuva is so great that it brings Refuah to the world, the person who does Averis, so that causes the world to be Niskal Kalimai. But a person does Tshuva, so then everything is nicer again. Shanemar, as the Pasuk says, Erpa Mishuvasam Mohaven Nudava, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a Refuah through Shuvasam, through their Tshuva. Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Rami, he has to Stira Ksiva. On the one hand, it says Shuvu Banim Shayvavim. It says that returned sons that are Shayvavim, that there already are returners, the Meikara Shayvavim. It's mashma that now retroactively the Meikara Shayvavim at them. It's mashma that retroactively Hashem views it as if they already returned earlier, that they never did the Avera. Uksivin, the pasuk says Erpa Meshuvaisechem, that you get a refuah through your tshuva. But it's mashma that the Avera happened. You're just like a Balmom, a person who got healed from the thing, but there's still is that remnants of the Isser that happened. So it says the Gemara. So which one is it? Says the Gemara, like Kasha, it's different types of tshuva. Kan me'ava, kan me'ira. If a person does tshuva me'ava, so then his zdainis or nasik is chuyais, it's like the Avera never happened. As opposed to if a person does tshuva me'ira, so then he still did the Avera is still there, just now he did tshuva. Rabbi Yehuda Rami asked a different stira. Ksiv, it says in the pasuk, shuvu banim shayvavim, so it's erpa meshuvay seichem, so it says that a person when he does tshuva, he's called like a ben, he's called a son to Hashem. Uksiba, we have a different pasuk which says, "Anechi ba'alti b'chem v'lakachti aschem echad mi'ir v'shnayim mi'mishpacha." That's the lashon of ba'alti, a lashon of rulership. That it's mashma that a person who does tshuva, he's like the opposite of a ruler. He's like an eved. So which one is it? Is a person who does tshuva considered like a son to Hashem, or is a person who does tshuva considered like an eved to Hashem? So it says the Gemara le'kasha kan me'ava mi'ira kan alde yisurin. If a person does tshuva on his own accord, whether it's from Ava, whether it's from Yira, so then he's considered a ben. But if a person does tshuva only after Hashem causes him afflictions, he gives him yisurin, so then he's like an avid. Says the Gemara, we'll do one or two more members. Amar Rabbi Levi, G'doyla tshuva shemegasad kisei akavoy. Tshuva is so great, it reaches all the way until the kisei akavoy. Rabbi Nachananel explains that it means that even if a person did an achet, which is very, very chomer, which goes all the way until the kisei akavoy, tshuva reaches until that point. Tshuva reaches until the kisei akavoy. So tshuva could give a person kapara even for the most chomer averish. And Amar, as the pasuk says, tshuva yisrael ad Hashem. That tshuva goes all the way until Hashem. Do one more memra, turning on to Amabez. Amar Rabbi Yechanan, G'dayla tshuva shadaycha es leisasei shabat Torah. That tshuva is so great, that's even daycha leisasei in the Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Leimer he nishalach ish es ishta, Yirmiyah is telling Klal Yisrael that, you know, if a husband sends away his wife, v'holcham yitay, and she leaves, they get divorced, v'haisalish acher, and she goes and she's with another man, hayashav eleha oid, after she gets married to another man, is she allowed to go back to her first husband? The halacha is that she's ushered to go back to her first husband. Haleichanoiv techana fa'aretzahi, v'ad zanisa reyim rambim, v'shoiv eleinu Hashem, and yet you, Klal Yisrael, says Yirmiyah, in the name of Hashem, you've done znus, and still Hashem says, I'm willing to take you back. So you see that even though there's a leisaseh of machzer grushasoi, seemingly the Gemara is saying, referring to the Yitzhar Machzir Grush Asay, still HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that even though you were, so to speak, Mezaneh by doing the Avodah Zarah or Averis that you've done, still Hashem says that He's willing to take you back. So you see that Tshuva is even able to be Deicha Laisa Say of Machzir Grush Asay. However, the problem with this Pshat, there's a few problems. First of all, the one Kasha that the Achrayim ask is that every Asay is Deicha Laisa Say. How does that show you the greatness of Tshuva that's Deicha the Laisa Say of Machzir Grush Asay? Every Asay is Deicha Laisa Say. Another kasha that the Achrayim ask is that what Klal Yisrael is not generally referred to as being divorced from Hashem. They're sent away. They're moment temporarily sent away, but they're not actually divorced. So the mashal doesn't seem to be accurate because Klal Yisrael was never actually divorced. And then thirdly, they ask that the pasuk says va'at zanis, that you've been mizane. It's mashma lashon of znus, and the halacha is that Machzir Grush Asay only applies if the wife then goes and marries another man. If she goes ahead and she's stam mizana with another man, she's still mutter to the first husband. It's only if she actually marries another man, that's when you have the Isser Machzir Grush Asay. Klal Yisrael even the pasuk doesn't describe them as having, so to speak, married another religion. They were zanis, they were mizana, but they didn't get married to another religion, so to speak. So therefore, again, it doesn't seem like Machzir Grush Asay would be the name of the Isser over here. So the Tesis Yom Kippur explains that really we're not talking about the Isra of Machzir Grush Asay, we're talking about the Isra of Eishes Ish Shezinta. So there the halacha is that if a person's wife was Mizaneh, so then he has a Lais Asay and an Asay that he's not allowed to remain with her. So that Asay is not Deicha Lais Asay V'Asay. So that shows you the greatness of Tshuva Shadeicha Lais Asay. We don't mean just a regular Lais Asay. We mean a Lais Asay that's a Lais Asay and an Asay. They stayed married to Hashem. They weren't divorced. Therefore, what they did was considered Znus by messing around with other religions. And therefore, the Kaddish Baruch Hu, so to speak, Kaviyachal, has an Asay and a Lais Asay to take them back, because Ish Shazinta is an Asay and a Lais Asay, but G'day L'Truva Shadeicha is Lais Asay Shabbat. It means this Lais Asay, Sheyesh Ba'asay of Ishas Ishazinto. That's how the Tosfos Yom HaKippurim explains this Gemara.